nice day yesterday for rain. So now it's
bad day.
It wasn't a good day. And if it's right, if you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, we shouldn't or ought to do that.
We don't like it, or...
Oughtn't
to do it.
And I asked somebody, can you do this? And he says, yes, I can, but I might not. Say that?
Might not. I prefer not. Might not would be better. Yes, might can. You use that a good deal. Might can.
And you put on the pavement, you manage to keep your balance. You get down and you say, fell down. Would you like to have fell down or almost fell down?
Like to have fell down.
And these are pronunciations. And they sound tedious, but what I'm also trying to catch is the difference between pronunciation of someone who has had a deal with education and somebody who hasn't. So would you mind, a penny is one, just the way you would say it in your ordinary practice of law. A penny is 1 cent, say that.
Well, they call pennies coppers, too.
How about using the term cent? Nickel is 5 cents. And dime is 10.
The lower class would say cent.
10 cents?
Rather, it's a singular rather than plural.
And the vowel, does the vowel change? Cent. You're saying cent. Do other people say cent?
Well, the working class or the uneducated would say 10 cents or 5 cents instead of cents.
And he's lived here ever, 1960?
He what?
Lived here ever, would you say he's lived here ever since 1960?
Yeah, ever since.
Greeting on Christmas, other than Christmas gift, you say is primarily
Merry Christmas.
And wiener in a bun is called
a what?
A wiener in a bun.
Hot dog.
And Jesus' parents were Joseph and
Mary.
And the first president was George
Washington.
Man and woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and they get
married.
And after the man went
out, if they don't get married, they take up.
They take up. After a man caught a cold, he becomes very
scratchy.
Scratchy, or suppose he can't even talk. He becomes hoarse.
What?
You ever say horse?
Horse. A scratchy throat.
And if you want to send a message to somebody, you put him a letter. Down on your letter.
Take your pen in hand.
Pen in hand? How about writing? Just a straight term like write?
You write him a letter.
And go to New York, you might put on a train.
Well, ride it. They say go by train.
Go by train.